Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Is a break for Tevez.
Oh,
first through, Lucarelli gets around. Felipe!
Oh,
and sticks the dagger home. Inside, the freshman up. Oh, and they go in front. Oh, what a game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taco Man Radio is in your face. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline SB Nation studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct. My name is Johnny Taco. Of course, live to you, coming to you from San Francisco. We're talking sports. We'll talk a little latitude. We'll have some fun. And guess what? We're going to push the envelope, at least for 1 hour tonight, here on the Sports Byline SB Nation Radio Network. You can join me if you like on the toll-free. And guess what? There's a six-second delay on that. So if you say anything stupid, we're going to delete it out. Bottom line is the number is 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no commitment text line. If you're drunk, you don't want to come on the air, I understand. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Lots of stuff to talk about. How about Sean Manea, the first Samoan-American pitcher to ever throw a no-hitter and knocked out the Boston Red Sox. Blank today, of course, the Oakland A's star pitcher. Only 21 and 21 across the board, but he is a star for the future. Check it out. We're talking sports. We're having fun live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Network. I am the Taco Man live from San Francisco, California.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
But it's true, despite the fact that Blockbuster filed for bankruptcy in 2010, there are apparently four independently owned franchises still operating in the United States, three of which are in Alaska, which actually makes a little bit of sense because internet coverage is sparse up there, and without unlimited data, streaming has been expensive. And to listen to an employee at one of those stores, their very presence is almost magical.
I have people who come into the parking lot just to take pictures of the building. People who come in and they'll walk around like... And you know that person hasn't been in a Blockbuster in a long time. You can just tell because they'll also be like, oh my God, can't believe you guys are still here.
What a fun but potentially passive-aggressive interaction that was. Wow, I thought you has-been losers have been thrown into the trash heap of history. But you weren't. Good for you. I'm off to stream literally anything I want. See you later, punchline. But as internet coverage improves, those few remaining Alaskan Blockbusters are under serious threat. If only there were a fun, movie-themed way for them to draw people in. You know, the way that Planet Hollywood sucks you in with the chance to dine alongside the baseball mitt that out-acted Madonna in A League of Their Own, or Patrick Swayze's clay erection from the movie Ghost, or Tom Cruise's original wife. You know, incredible pieces of movie history. The problem is, there is no way for a Blockbuster in Alaska to get memorabilia like that. Or is there? Because a few weeks ago, you might remember that we told you about Russell Crowe, The Art of Divorce, an auction in which, to celebrate the end of his marriage, he was selling artifacts from his career, from the gladiator chariot to this leather jockstrap he wore in the film Cinderella Man, which was expected to attract an absolutely ridiculous $500. Well, the auction took place last weekend, and you will be glad to know that no one paid $500 for that jockstrap.
One of the more curious items that went under the hammer was a leather groin protector used by Crowe in the film Cinderella Man. It sold for $7,000 to a telephone bidder. It's not clear what they plan to use it for.
Holy s***! $7,000! That is a big price to pay just to find out what Russell Crowe's smelled like in 2005. I'm guessing lilacs with just a hint of spoiled venison. Now, you should know that there has been some speculation out there that we were the ones who bought that jockstrap. And I will admit, it does sound like something that we would do. You know, buy Russell Crowe's jockstrap and send it to one of the last remaining Blockbusters in Alaska. Even that sentence is absolutely incredible to say out loud. The bad news is, we didn't do it. I'm sorry. It wasn't us. We didn't buy it. We did, though. Except we did. We absolutely did. Are you not entertained? What we did not do is buy anything else at that auction. Except we did, though. Because what happened was, let me explain, it was 4 a.m. over here, and you know what happens when you start online shopping late at night? You wake up the next day and you think, oh, shit, what did I just buy? Well, this was very much one of those times, because we didn't just get a jockstrap. We got a bunch of pointless Russell Crowe memorabilia, and I can think of no more fitting place for them to reside than an Alaskan Blockbuster. So please, join me for a guided tour. First, come with me. There is Russell Crowe's director's chair from the film American Gangster, a movie I'd completely forgotten he was in. But he obviously remembered because he not only took the back from his chair, he took the one from Denzel Washington's as well, which obviously we also bought. Now, by the way, Denzel Washington's cost more than his. Now, you are probably thinking, well, do you have one of Russell Crowe's iconic movie costumes? You know, something from the movie Gladiator? Well, no. But only because we got something even better. The vest he wore in Les Miserables. Oh, yes. A movie which Tacky Vest Weekly called a triumph. And that's not the only costume, because we also got this hood that he wore in 2010's Robin Hood, which looks like something a circumcised penis would wear to administer a lethal injection. To the manager of the only remaining Blockbuster in Anchorage, Alaska, at 5600 DeBar Road, number 5, all of this is yours. Just call us in the next 48 hours, and we will send it to you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
That's out toward right center field. Going back on it is Zimmer. At the wall. Gone! Big fly, Ohtani-san! That's out toward center field. Zimmer racing back. Still going back near the ball. Gone! Big fly, Ohtani-san again!
Let's talk some Major League Baseball. Straight up, Seattle beat Texas today 9-7. Toronto came up way short against the Yankees. Speaking of the Yankees, we'll talk about them in a little bit. In fact, let's talk about them now. They've got a guy named Gleyber Torres in the minors. They're looking to bring him up. They say he is going to be like the stud of all studs. We'll see. They've said that before. Of course, the Yankees never wanted to go to the farm club in the past. Remember, they would used to buy free agents back in the days of George Steinbrenner. Of course, you know, Reggie Jackson and going on. But the bottom line is they're trying to go from within. Now, good luck on that one. Of course, the Yankees were winners, as I said, 9-1. KC came up short, 12-4 in Detroit. Cincinnati came up short in St. Louis, 4-3. Cleveland, 4-0 over Baltimore. Pittsburgh, whoa, not a good day for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Came up short in Philadelphia, 6-2. Minnesota barely got on the board. Scored a run against the Tampa Bay. Of course, Tampa Bay coming away with a 10-1 victory there. And, of course, Miami came up short, a run short in Milwaukee, 6-5. Checking some other scores. Houston, 10-1 over the Chicago White Sox. New York Mets were beaten by the Atlanta Braves in Atlanta, 4-3. And the Seattle was the winner, 9-7 over Texas. And Arizona beat San Diego, 6-2. Straight up baseball, of course, the no-hitter. The Oakland A's, a no-hitter over the Boston Red Sox, of course. My man, got to give him some props. He's a Samoan American. His name is Sean Manea. Hasn't got the greatest record in all of baseball. He's 21-21 as far as those overall records concerned. But man, he threw a no-hitter today. The first time the Boston Red Sox have had a no-hitter thrown at them in 25 years. That's right. When Michael Jordan was 30 years old. You know, back when Michael didn't have a gut. Did you see him lately? What is it? Hey, how can you go from like one of the greatest athletes of all time to having like a snowman's gut? That's what he looks like, a snowman. He looks like a black snowman, much like Adrian Broner, who we'll get to a little bit later. But Adrian actually got his act together. It looks like he has a new trainer, this and that. We'll get to that Adrian Broner in the Combat Sports Edition. But, you know, you got to give the young man props. I mean, a no-hitter, that's a lot of pressure, no doubt about it. But he threw it, and he won, of course. And when you have that part of baseball history, when you've thrown a no-hitter, that puts you in a class all by yourself. In other words, you could probably flounder and like never win another game, but, you know, you pitched that no-hitter. I mean, it wasn't the perfect game per se, but it was a no-hitter. And, of course, there was some controversy involved. They say the scorer's decision and an ump's call helped the guy get a no-hitter. Look, he got a no-hitter, man. What? don't dog the guy because he's a Samoan American. I mean, didn't know that Samoan Americans play baseball. Yes, they can. There are some great athletes. They used to be thought of as sprinters. What I mean by that is Samoan athletes used to burn out quickly, like 17, 18 years old, and they were done. In other words, their athletic career was a sprint, basically. Not a sprint per se running, but a sprint in longevity. Now they're lasting a whole lot longer. Anyway, let's get to some bad news. White Sox reliever, of course, he's in stable condition. Who am I talking about? Danny Fogger, of course, lost consciousness in the dugout after pitching the sixth inning. That was, wow, this is not good, man. And they rushed him to University Medical Center. He was conscious, and then he underwent surgery. But, you know, when they operate on your brain and you suffer a brain hemorrhage, God knows if you're ever going to come out, if you're going to be right again. Forget, let alone play baseball. I mean, that should be the last of anybody's worries. Somebody said to me, "Do you think I'll play baseball again?" Are you serious? I can't believe Johnny from St. Louis sent me that text. I said, "John, what do you think is he going to play baseball again?" I don't care if you're a fan of the guy or not. I never heard of him before. Have you? I didn't thought too many people heard of him before, but you hear of him now. Danny Fogger lost consciousness in a game, and of course, he is done as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. I don't care what you say. Nice guy to come back from a brain hemorrhage and pitch baseball again. I just don't see it. Hey, you are tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Of course, we've got some open phone lines around the planet. And I dare you to call, because if you call and act like a fool, I will dump you. Click, hang up. But if you got something good to say, be it in sports or have an opinion, hey, I'm down with that. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line for all you drunks out there. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Next up, we're talking combat sports on the Taco Man Radio Show.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Some of you may or might not know, I've been to 34 countries around the world. That's right, 34 countries outside of the good old USA where I was born a few years ago. Anyway, the bottom line is, having been to Cuba, of course, that was in October. It was a wonderful experience. People, of course, were absolutely phenomenal. But guess what? I'm going back to the home of Alexis Arguello. That's right. I haven't been there since 1999, September, August 1999. I spent 2 weeks down there trying to get Alexis together. Of course, the great Alexis Arguello was a three-time world champion, three-division world champion, considered one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world. Of course, Nicaragua's mayor of Managua, Nicaragua, the mayor of the capital city. Of course, and then he died via a gunshot. They don't know whether he shot himself or whether somebody shot him. But, of course, he came on one of my shows about, I guess, somewhere about 1989. Maybe it was September, about a month before that. A month before I went down there, and he said he wanted to kill himself. So suicide wasn't out of the question for Alexis Arguello. So I don't want to bring all that bummer up, but guess what? I'm going back to Managua, Nicaragua, with the World Boxing Organization. Of course, we're going down there October the 29th through November the 2nd. We're going to rock and roll Halloween in Nicaragua. Can't wait, baby. The Barella Hotel, of course, and get to go back and, you know, trace some of the footsteps of Alexis. But it's a beautiful place. If you'd like to join us, if you'd like to join us with some of the WBO champions, they'll be there. You can check it out at WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. Check out the trip. Of course, our 31st annual Congress. Last year, went to Cuba on a cruise boat. Man, it was fantastic. What can I say? Fun times with the World Boxing Organization. Of course, the only sanctioning body in boxing where clarity really matters. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. Of course, we're talking combat sports tonight. Great fight on Showtime Championship Boxing, emanating from the home of the Brooklyn Nets. I'm talking about, wow, Adrian Broner. That's right, the chubby guy, lost some weight, got his act together, lost some weight. I mean, he was looking, I was impressed. I was impressed with the weight, weighing 144, of course, but it wasn't a chubby 144 for Adrian Broner. The problem with Adrian Broner, my buddy Hector's talked about this in the past and over and over and over again, he keeps repeating himself, but he's right. Broner just throws two punches, stands there, and looks at himself. Me, I like to throw a lot of punches. I want to get the fight over with. I want to get things over with. But Broner, he's very cheap when it comes to throwing punches. In the first four or five rounds, he wasn't all that. He was very thrifty. And, of course, down the stretch, he wasn't so thrifty. In the 10th, 11th, and 12th rounds, the fighters came alive. It was a fantastic fight. At the end of the night, man, we had a draw. It was a draw. One judge, Julie Letterman. Julie Letterman, that's right, the daughter of Harold Letterman. Julie's my baby. And, of course, Harold inducted me to the Hall of Fame back in 2001 here in South San Francisco at the Health Club. But Julie Letterman had a 115-113, 7-5 in rounds, I believe, for Adrian Broner. The other two judges had it 114-114, which made it a majority draw. Bottom line is, it was a great fight. It was a great draw. And guess what? Afterwards, well, this is afterwards.
Right, censoring.
Thank you very much.
Let me see the mic. Hey.
Hold on.
Look at his face. It looked like I beat him with they beat my Martin Luther King with, man.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I'm an honest man. We went at it for 12 rounds. That's what
we're gonna
do.
That's gay.
We could do it again.
Go at it again. I beat your ass.
We can do it again.
I beat your ass like you stole something. I beat your ass like you got suspended from school. I beat your ass like you stole my bucket, nigga.
We can go get some more if you want.
Huh?
You heard me.
You bruised up?
I'm ready to fight right now, fool.
Come on, man. Your face cut up. You need peroxide and alcohol.
You need to settle down.
You need peroxide and alcohol. Boy, your face on 6'9 right now. You a blood.
All right. Did you think you won the fight?
I thought I won the fight. But at the end of the day, I can't argue and I can't dispute the judge's decision.
Why do you think you won the fight?
because I was landing clean, effective blows from the outside. And then I settled in, find the inside, hit him with some clean, hard body shots. I thought it was a good fight. I felt it was up, but at the end of the day, I can't dispute the decision from the judges.
You threw a lot more punches, over 800. You certainly won the early rounds, but it seemed like Adrian came back in those middle rounds and won those. What happened to the complexion of the fight during those middle rounds?
If that's your fair assessment of the fight, does that argue with the judge's decision?
No, but I'm asking you a question. What do you believe happened? And that's how the judge's cards reflected as well.
Well, it wasn't far off. So that means that it must have been a close fight for every judge to have it close. Two of them had it a draw. The other had it a close fight.
Did you think that you had won the fight going into the 12th round?
I did. I felt that it was a good fight. I thought I was up by two rounds. Personally, but like I said, I'm not looking from the outside. I'm finding the inside, so I'm relying on the judges to make the right decisions.
Did the cut in the 11th round bother you as the fight for the final two rounds?
It did, but this is a fight. We can't make any excuses. If there's a cut, if there's a bruise, we need to keep fighting, and that's exactly what I did. I gave the fans a show. I gave the fans, fight fans here in Brooklyn, a show. I hope that they enjoyed it, and we hope to come back and do it again soon.
And you said you'd like to fight him again, correct?
Of course. We'll run it back.
Okay. Adrian, why do you feel that you won the fight?
First of all, I want to thank God for nobody getting seriously hurt. Y'all can boo. It's cool. Second of all, you know, I want to thank Jesse Vargas. You know, he's a two-time world champion. You know, he came to fight. But at the end of the day, man, y'all know I beat him, man. No homo, man. I won that fight. Point blank, period.
The early rounds, Vargas won the fight through a tremendous amount.
So
more
even
punches.
You
hold
think
on, hold
I beat
on,
him.
Hold on, hold on. But then Jim in the middle rounds, hold on. Hold on, sir. But then
so
in the middle
you
rounds,
him,
you
right?
turn things around. What turned the fight around and enabled you to connect with your left so often in those middle rounds?
I was connecting with rights, too. Was you watching? You got cataracts, your eyes up? Did you
no,
see?
No, they're not. Do you want to answer the question? What changed things from the early rounds to those
I got warmed rounds? Up. I got warmed up, and I started putting hands on him. Point blank, period.
Were you a different fighter with Kevin Cunningham in your corner? Did things, the big changes that you had looked for, were you able to enact them?
You're a different fighter with that different suit on. Did things change when you changed that old-ass suit?
I don't have any different trainers or any different tailors. Was your trainer a help this evening?
Of course. I want to thank Coach Kevin Cunningham, and I want to give the biggest thanks to him and one of the biggest thanks to my original coach, Mike Stafford, for understanding I needed to do something different and just stay in my corner. So, you know, I got to give a good thanks to that.
No thought. Would you like to fight Vargas again based on this draw?
Hell yeah, but let's go to my town. You know, I want to fight him where I'm from. It's hella Mexicans and shit. Everybody keep booing me and shit. They want rice and chicken. I want some motherfuckers that want some conies around me.
Adrian, thank you.
What can I say? Adrian Broner is never lacking for entertainment, is he? I mean, he was funny. He was, you know, and he's got a split personality because you got the Adrian Broner that's the street thug, you know, this and that, blah, 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 all the F-bombs. And then at the end, you know, then, I want to respect Jesse Vargas. I always thank God because he's really a nice kid. He's just street. And sometimes the street dim, like, takes over. Of course, taken over a few times when I've had him on the show in the past. Of course, getting a haircut while bzz, bzz, bzz. What the hell was that buzz? What's that noise, man? Oh, I'm getting a haircut. You getting a haircut during the radio interview? Yeah, he's getting a haircut during the radio interview. Unbeaten middleweight, Jamal Charlo, of course, down 27-0, 21 walks. Wax knocked out Hugo Centeno, South America, with a beautiful left hook, 55 seconds, round number two, to claim the WBC interim middleweight title. I don't know what that means, 160-pound belt. Of course, unbeaten featherweight, Gervonta Davis, 20-0, 19 wax, spectacular third-round KO win over Jesus Cuellar, coming in at 28-2, now obviously 28-3, 21 KOs. Cuellar could punch, man. I couldn't believe that. It was a big upset. Not really an upset, but bottom line is, you know, undefeated guy. Don't bet against the undefeated guy until he loses, right? Well, this guy is going to lose for a while. That's what they tell me. Plus, he's Al Heyman connected. Speaking of guys that aren't Al Heyman connected, how about this? Carl Frampton. That's right. Frampton came alive. Carl the Jackal Frampton, now 25-1, 14 KOs, outboxed what used to be the Filipino Flash, Nonito Nanair. Now 38-4, 24 KOs. Remember, 7-7-2007, he knocked out Vic Archinian with that beautiful punch where Vic was knocked into another time zone. He didn't know what happened to him. He didn't know where he was. He denied being knocked out in the post-fight interview. That's how knocked out Vic Archinian was. Anyway, that's how many years ago that Nonito Donaire was at his peak, 11 years ago. Bottom line is, he lost tonight to granted across the board 117, 111, or 9-3 in rounds. Hey, man, time to hang it up unless you're going to get or you're going to get hurt. Bottom line, you can't fight at 126 anymore, and at 122, you're too small for 126, and at 122, you've seen better days, no doubt about that. Speaking of better days, of course, Gennady Golovkin's got a bit of a problem. Of course, that's because Canelo Alvarez isn't going to fight him. That's not going to go down May the 5th, so Gennady's got another opponent that's going to go down the StubHub Center in Los Angeles, California, down that way. Bottom line is, you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, SB Nation Radio Sports. My name is Johnny Talk. I want to thank the WBO. Of course, Clarity in the sport of Boxing is spelled WBO. Check them out, WBOboxing.com. In fact, you can join me on that wonderful trip to Nicaragua, October 29th through November 2nd. We'll be in Nicaragua for the WBO 31st Congress. Man, we're going to rock. We're going to roll. And guess what? Nicaragua is a beautiful place. I would like you to enjoy it with me. Believe me, I really would. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. Next up, guess who? The star, my star. I've made him a star. That's right. I take credit for it, baby. I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez, Dom's Diner, next up on Taco Man Radio. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7510. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line for the drunks out there. 415-275-1613. The drunk line, 415-275-1613. That's text only when you're drunk. You're tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. You know it. I am the Taco Man, live from San Francisco, California.
This hella Mexicans is everybody keep booing me and they want rice and chicken. I want some motherfuckers that want some conies around me.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
All of this is yours.
Yeah.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Oh, hey there. What's happening? Welcome back to Dom's Diner. We're open. Another fresh week of sports and another fresh week of specials highlighting the best and the worst in the world of sports. Let's jump right into it and start off with some fresh, hot out of the oven winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Anthony Davis. This is Anthony Davis slash the Pelicans, but we're going to focus on the unibrow, Anthony Davis. He averaged 33 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocks a game in their 4-game sweep of the number 3 seed Blazers. That's right, upset alert, first round of the playoffs. Pelicans a 6 seed, the Blazers a 3 seed. Anthony Davis in Game 4 showed up and balled out. 47 points and 11 rebounds. Anthony Davis, the unibrow, when DeMarcus Cousins went down for the Pelicans, the center, people thought that, oh, the Pelicans aren't going to make the playoffs. Well, not only did they make the playoffs, in thanks in large part to Anthony Davis's play down the stretch, but they're advancing in the first round, again, thanks to Anthony Davis's performances. Also, bonus shout-out to Drew Holiday for dropping 41 in Game 4, their win over the Blazers in New Orleans on Saturday. So, Anthony Davis, Pelicans, my first winners. Second winners, it kills me to do this because I don't like this team. I am a Real Madrid fan, but I got to give credit where credit is due. Barcelona, 40 straight games where they have gone undefeated in La Liga. That's right. 40 straight games where they've had a win or a draw. They are undefeated for 40 straight games. It's still in play that they have a perfect season in the sense that they don't lose. An undefeated season is nothing to scoff at. However, they have one more Clásico against Real Madrid this season, so that's probably going to be the best shot the rest of La Liga has at just beating Barcelona once. 40 straight games without a loss in La Liga. That is impressive, as much as I don't care for you. Shout out Barcelona. Definitely winners this week. All right, and you know we love our juxtaposition here at Dom's Diner, so my losers have some great specials too.
The who? The her?
First losers, we talked about it briefly in winners, the Portland Trail Blazers. Dame Dalla, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Yusuf Nurkic, Al-Farouq Aminu, all y'all be losers this week because you were swept by the number 6 seed New Orleans Pelicans. Now, in the Blazers' defense, it wasn't a typical 3-seed, 6-seed matchup. The Pelicans, proof as to how close the Western Conference in the NBA is, the Pelicans actually only had one less loss than the Blazers. Nonetheless, Blazers had home court advantage, and they got swept. After Game 2, Drew Holiday, point guard for the Pelicans, said, "Let's not come back. We ain't coming back." Well, guess what? He was right. They did not have to go back to Portland because the Blazers got swept. CJ McCollum, great game in Game 4, 30-plus points. Damian Lillard was nowhere to be found this entire series, and that was really the microcosm of the failures of the Portland Blazers, is that their star player, Damian Lillard, didn't really get it going at all whatsoever, not in the slightest. So, losers this week, because they got swept in the first round by the number 6 seed team. Losers. Blazers. Second losers, SoCal Hockey, a joint losers. The Kings swept by the Las Vegas Golden Knights, the Los Angeles Kings. The Anaheim Ducks swept by the San Jose Sharks. Now the Sharks will go play against the Golden Knights in round 2 of the Western Conference playoffs. So SoCal was like, okay, great. We got both of our teams in. If the Kings win and they beat the Golden Knights and the Ducks beat the Sharks, they're going to play each other. A battle of the SoCal teams in the second round. Geographical rivalry. Not even close. Both teams could not manage a win. So I almost want to make a good job, good effort to all of SoCal Hockey. You went 0-8 in the first round, but we'll just make you losers for now for going 0-8 in the first round. Again, Los Angeles Kings swept by the Golden Knights, and the Ducks of Anaheim swept by the Sharks. My third loser, Derek Jeter. Now, no, it's not because he traded Giancarlo Stanton for Starlin Castro and some average prospects. No, it's not because he traded Christian Yelich for Lewis Brinson and a couple other prospects. No, it's got nothing to do with that. Derek Jeter, in an upcoming interview on HBO's Real Sports, and it was interviewed by Bryant and Gumbel. Jeter pressed on, are you trying to win games? Are you tanking? Basically, he says Bryant Gumbel is mentally weak. What? Let's take a quick look at it. Derek Jeter, we're trying to win ball games every day. When you take the field, you have an opportunity to win each and every day. Each and every day. You never tell your team that they're expected to lose. Never. Bryant Gumbel says, not in so. Jeter interrupts him. You can think that now. I can't tell you how you think. Like, I see your mind. I see that's how you work. You don't. We have two different minds. I can't wait to get you on the golf course. I can't wait for this one. Bryan Gumbel tries to explain himself. No, I mean, and Jeter replies, you're mentally weak. What is going on with Derek Jeter? It was one thing to sell off players. It was one thing to go through a complete rebuild. That's even slightly understandable. The Marlins were in debt, trying to shave money. I get it. But what does that have to do with wanting to beat up Bryan Gumbel on a golf course and calling him mentally weak? I don't know what's going on with Jeets, but because of that, he's got to be a loser this week because it sounds like he might be losing it just a little bit. All right, and we have a first-time special here at the Niner this week, a double helping of Say What. You've got two options.
Say what?
First off, the Miami Marlins AA affiliate in Jacksonville last week drew 6,980 fans for their season home opener. That same day, the parent club, the Miami Marlins, drew an announced attendance of 6,150 for their home game against the Mets. Yes, let me say that quickly, recap it. The Marlins drew 6,150 for their game against the Mets. The professionals, their AA team in Jacksonville, same state, drew 6,980. Their AA team outdrew them on the same day. Ugh. That's almost a good job, good effort, loser. That's almost like a triple whammy special, but it's not. Second Say What, we talk about Rob Manfred wanting to change the pace of play, wanting to speed things up. Don't let him hear this, because Joe Mauer literally played in a game so long this past week, Twins, Indians, in Puerto Rico, that he got older as the game went on. Not just in a few hours, no, here's what happened. Joe Mauer, when he started Wednesday's game against Cleveland in Puerto Rico, he was 34 years old. When he ended the game, he was 35. No, the game didn't last that long, but it did go 16 innings. Twins won 2-1. And once the game hit midnight, it hit Joe Mauer's birthday. So happy birthday, Joe Mauer. You got a win in Puerto Rico. That's pretty cool. Yeah, he started the game at age 34 and ended it at 35. Don't let Rob Manfred hear that. He might want to increase the pace of play even more. We don't want that as baseball fans, so say what? All right, and before we close up shop here at the Diner, one last special. Good job, good effort. Pop star Rachel Platten, you may know her. She sings Fight Song, This Is My Fight Song. Well, the 36-year-old sang the national anthem at a National Women's Soccer League game, the first game ever in Utah. She's done the national anthem many times before at professional sporting events, did it at the World Series a couple years ago. So Rachel Platten, she's no stranger to doing the national anthem on a big, large scale in front of a lot of people. Well, I think she got nervous or something because Rachel Platten messed up the same lyric less than 10 seconds into the song. Rather than me describe it, let's just take a listen at it and let it sink in just how rough of a go it went for Rachel Platten. Oh, Rachel Platten, you poor, poor thing. Shout out to the crowd for trying to help her, reminding her what the line was. I feel so bad. But you know what, Rachel Platten? At least you're not Roseanne Barr. At least you're not Carl Lewis. At least you're not Fergie. It's going to be remembered for quite some time. All right, that's going to wrap things up here at the diner. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, I am Dominic Jimenez, and I hope you keep it locked here. Sports Overnight America, the exclusive home of Dom's Diner. Let's throw this thing back to one Mr. Taco Man.
The great Dominic Jimenez. I made the kid a star, and yes, he truly is a star. No doubt about that. Bottom line is he's featured on the Taco Man radio show each and every Saturday night. That's Saturday night Pacific time, 10 p.m. Pacific time, or Sunday morning, 1 a.m. Eastern time. Straight up, lots of things to talk about. Wow, how about this one? Custom text coming in here. Brian, who signed his name Brain. Yeah, Brian, good thing I got this drunk text line going on, man. And no, I'm not going to talk about Bruno too much other than to say that Bruno Sammartino was a famous wrestler. He passed away at the age of 82. No surprise in his death, he was 82 years old. Sandy at Upstate New York says to me, your voice is sexy, are you single? Yes, I'm single, but I'm very old. Stan the Man from Detroit says to me, are you high? I say, I wish. And how about this one? Number four, Aniston in Houston says, are you going to talk about the NBA playoffs? No. I'm just going to mention the fact that the god of the NBA, that's right, the god of the NBA, I'm talking about Steph Curry, will be back in a couple of days and expect him to, you know, return to being the greatest player that ever played the game. I mean, never saw a guy shoot like that ever in my life. I thought Rick Barry was the purest shooter I ever saw in my life until I saw Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the real deal, no doubt about that. And, you know, I took some heat. I'm going to do it again. I took some heat when Ronald Reagan died because, you know, I wasn't real positive of the things that he had done here as a governor and then, of course, as president of the United States. And now, of course, Barbara Bush passed away. God bless her soul. 92 years old, passed away, made it to 92 years old. But she was the same lady that said that black people and people of color had a better life living in the Superdome than they did at home. That's what she said. Oh, they got better conditions here than they do at home. When she said that, I totally lost all respect for Barbara Bush. Sorry, baby. 92 or not, you dogged us, and that just wasn't cool. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio, of course, live all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, of course, the Virgin Islands, and, of course, worldwide via the fabulous Internet in 160 countries. How come the Internet hasn't got more countries? I mean, it was 160 countries when we started out like 10, 12 years ago. Haven't they got any more countries in the world to join the Internet yet? Let me know on the toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Looking at the world of sports, no, it isn't Dennis Rodman solving the North Korean issue, but it looks like Donald Trump and the dude from, North Korea are going to hook it up and have their little throwdown, and Trump's going to do his thing, and the Korean guy's going to do his thing, and at the end of the day, nothing will be solved. It'll be another stalemate. This guy will push the ball off into another era. The bottom line is North Koreans aren't going to give up their nuclear weapons. I mean, you dream all you want, man. You're not going to give it up. That's their insurance policy to not get snuffed. That's what they think. As long as they believe that, it ain't going to change. Live all across America, of course, emanating from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man. I thank you so much for enjoying me for this hour. Of course, still something to come here on Sports Violent SB Nation Radio. And hey, you know you're listening to Taco Man Radio because it's in your face, baby. One short segment to go, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or I can fit in a couple of more drunk texts, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Heaven help us.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah. Too bad.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Talk to the hand.
Wow, I want to mention this. The Hall of Fame singer, the epic. I'm talking about Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly, with his song. She was admitted to a New York City hospital night. She collapsed at the Apollo Theater, so we wish her the very best of luck as far as her recovery is concerned. And Lamar Odom, of course, he's had all kinds of issues, right? Now he's here to help people with his weed. He's calling it Rich Soil. I kid you not, of course, you know, all the different rappers have got their own weed going on, right? But Lamar Odom says his new life on leaf after coming out of a coma is all about marijuana and his new cannabis company. Listen, he's a former NBA champion. I understand that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, he's a fraud. If Heather was a fraud, him and the Kardashians, come on. What did Kim Kardashian ever do besides have a good rack? Nothing. Nothing. She's talentless. You heard Barbara Walters ask her on TV, what do you do? What talents do you have? She couldn't answer the question. Outside of doing that porno that was on YouTube, which is a C-rated porno to begin with, the bottom line is, Chris, the Kardashians, come on, man. That's another life. But a lot of you Americans get off on that. Why? Because you have no lives your own, I guess. Bottom line is, get your own life. Don't have to, come on. Get your own life. Think about it. I mean, plan things. You got kids. Some guy said to me the other day, you know what? How do you raise kids? You raise kids sensibly, with common sense. Just use common sense. Guy said to me, it's tough raising kids nowadays. Man, it was tough raising kids 20 years ago. It was tough raising kids 30 years ago. The bottom line is, it's always tough raising kids. But guess what? Step up to the challenge. You're a father. Guess what? Another text coming in here. All right. I could deal with this one. I will say this. I knocked Barbara Bush a little bit. Should I apologize for knocking Barbara Bush? Hell no, I'm not going to apologize for that. When she said that all those people living in the Superdome were living in the Superdome because that Katrina had knocked out and flooded their entire city. Of course, the people that couldn't get out, the people that didn't have transportation. She said they were living better lives in the Superdome than they're living at home. For her to say that, I'm going to say that was crass, and that is Barbara Bush at her best. Straight up, that's the First Lady. Sorry. You're tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Network. If you want to make a complaint, my name is Johnny Taco, and this is Taco Man Radio, live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Until next time, the executive producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy. I thank you so much for his assistance, and you, the listeners. This is Taco Man Radio signing off.